This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Diabetes Health News, Nutrition, and Pain Management channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Todd Davis, the CEO and founder of Index Corporation. The company is a diversified company with two key operating entities, M3Hub/AutoSpence Technologies and CBD Unlimited Hemp Nutraceuticals. Mr. Davis, a pleasure to have you back with us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
You bet. It's certainly great to have you with us. So for starters, why are phytocannabinoids so important for quality wellness to kick things off today?
Well, the phytocannabinoids is a big word for plant-based molecules. And the plant that we concentrate on primarily is the hemp plant. This is an under-researched plant that's newly available to the American public. And based on our clinical observations and case studies that we've been conducting, it has nutrients in the plant that help with many different issues that affect especially the aging population. It helps with rheumatoid arthritis and pain and inflammation conditions, and just it improves the quality of life almost instantly. You know, in the first couple of days of consuming the product, it really has impacted people's lives profoundly.
And that's some awesome news and what we certainly want to hear right there. Now, what methods and testing are you using with CBD?
Well, we've tested a few different delivery platforms. We've tested inhalation through vaping technologies. We've tested oral and sublingual delivery systems. And we've tested capsule formulations and GI tract delivery systems with four different doctors on 140 different patients across the country. And what we were doing was we were looking for a universal molecule that we could deliver over multiple platforms that would provide an effective treatment or an effective use of this plant material. And what we saw consistently across all delivery methods was a very high rate of reduction of pain in patients that were diabetics with diabetic neuropathy. So, Eric, most of these people were in pain condition, some kind of chronic pain condition between a 6 and 10 on the pain scale. And in that first month of utilizing the product, their pain came down on average, you know, in the mid 60-some percent range. So we looked at that as we have something that works, we have delivery methods that people can take, and they're familiar methods. They're methods that people use to take vitamins and supplements, and in this case, they get a really strong effect from the material.
Also, Mr. Davis, how are your products helping people and pets?
Well, the first and foremost is that it fights inflammation. So for people and pets, almost every disease, pain, or chronic condition that we deal with from a medical standpoint, is based on some type of inflammatory condition. And that includes autoimmune disorders. So what it does primarily is it can reduce the inflammation cycle in a person or a pet. It gets rid of, it's knocking down stress and anxiety, paranoia and depression conditions mentally and cognitively. Physically, it's reducing inflammation in different parts of the body. So we're seeing reduction in neuropathic pain conditions, joint conditions associated with arthritic conditions, other conditions like Crohn's disease and different seizure disorders. Those are being mitigated just by introducing these molecules and these nutrients into the body. The body grabs it through the endocannabinoid system and it communicates fantastically with the immune function and the rest of the body's endocannabinoid system. So, you know, what it's doing is improving quality of life. People are sleeping better. They're having less pain. They're digesting better. They're doing so many things differently than what they're currently doing. And a lot of it's because they've been on different types of medications for such long periods of time that different parts of their bodies, including their organs, are starting to not perform as well. And that's where we are improving the quality of life for pets and people.
Certainly fantastic and great news here shared so far today. We are with Mr. Todd Davis, the CEO and founder of Index Corporation, here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes, Health News, Nutrition, and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Mr. Davis, how well are your products performing in the market so far?
Well, you know, when you're running a small company, you're always looking for product lines that people utilize, they like, and then they rebuy. We look for that in the stores as well. When we sell to a store or a doctor or a wellness center, we're looking to see how long does it take for them to sell the product and how quickly do they rebuy the product. And that growth rate, we introduced these products starting about 18 months ago. It has expanded every single month since then. The recurring rate of orders, both from individuals and from these centers, is fantastic. They generally double the size of their orders until they get to where they're saturated with their customer base, and then we see referral change. We see referral chains develop, and then we see the reorder process. So people and stores are reordering 30 days on the day. They sell out and they rebuy. And, you know, it's one of those product lines we just have not seen. I haven't seen in a business in a very long time. A lot of times you'll have a one-time sale, and you may not get a second sale for a year to 3 years if it's a hardware or a tool. And if it's a consumer product, they might like it, they may not like it, so you might get a second sale. But, you know, many of our clients have bought anywhere from 6 times to 18 times in the past year and a half. So that growth rate is just a compounding effect for our company. We're growing anywhere from 20% to 50% a month right now, 18 months into the platform. So we don't see any sign of slowing anytime soon.
And that certainly does speak volumes on the reputation of the company and your returning clients. On the side, how are your developments with AutoSpence progressing?
AutoSpence is actually getting quite interesting now. We introduced our product after testing it vigorously in the medical marijuana dispensary market. It's still a little bit too early to bring into that market. So we took what we learned from that industry and we introduced it to the pharmacy market, where we can establish our AutoSpence machine in front of the counter at the pharmacist. We introduced that in November, and we are starting to get orders and starting to get action from that introduction. And we actually have to present this to every pharmacy board in every state in the country. So this was introduced by one of our clients to the state of Iowa's pharmacy board, and we got approval to do a 2-year pilot program to utilize the system, not necessarily as a dispensing platform, but as an after-hours will call center that can also be cross-utilized as a sales platform for products in the pharmacy that get stolen a lot. For instance, condoms and razors and even some over-the-counter medical products like Sudafed. So in part of it, a patient can come or a family can come and pick up their daily prescriptions or their monthly prescriptions inside a facility after hours when they're not working. And then they can also pick up some of their other valuable items. This is designed to drive and increase sales, increase security, and increase compliance for these pharmacies that need it. So getting that first state pharmacy board to accept our technology and give us approval to move forward, this really is a new technology that has not been seen in the pharmacy space.
Interesting. And are you up listing and completing your audit so far?
Yes, we're finally there. You know, we did a 2-year audit about a year and a half ago, and it lapsed over into a fiscal year that was almost complete. So we're just now completing the last 2-year audit, our 2015 and 2016 cycles, and we are in the last couple weeks of the cleaning up of everything that the auditor needs, and we'll be complete with that. And as soon as we have the audited numbers, we're filing to uplist to the OTC QB first, and then right on the heels of that, we're going to be doing our SEC filings to become an SEC filer and listed company going forward. So we're at that stage of the game where we've gone from being a development company that was, you know, trying to get our traction, and we are moving into the big leagues, as they say, and hopefully we'll get our NASDAQ listing in the next couple of years.
Well, Mr. Davis, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you back, and certainly also appreciate the update. And it looks like there's a lot of awesome things going on, not only presently, but looks like you've got some great stuff going on planned for the future as well. If you could, tell our listeners where they can get more information on Index Corporation and its entities.
You can go to index.com, that's E-N-D-E-X-X.com, and that will generally guide you to some of our operating platforms, which is M3Hub.com. And more importantly right now, check out our products at CBDUnlimited.com. And that's where you can learn about this technology, learn about this plant molecule, go to the science page, go to the facts section, understand it, and then, you know, try to utilize the product to help improve the quality of your life and your loved ones.
Mr. Davis, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for your time, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. Everybody have a great day, and I look forward to doing business with you in the future.
And that sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Mr. Todd Davis, the CEO and founder of Index Corporation, a diversified company with two key operating entities, M3Hub/Otto Spence Technologies and CBD Unlimited Hemp Nutraceuticals. And for more information, visit either index.com or CBDUnlimited.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Diabetes Health News Nutrition and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.